Why, oh why, do we take water for granted? You know what I'm talking about. You know you're supposed to drink your allotted amount of water so you can stay healthy and hydrated, and you know you don't. You have your sodas and your sparkling beverages and your wines and all of that, but honey, let building management or a plumber tell you that they have to turn off the water for a few hours for repair. You have never been so thirsty in your entire life. I mean, you feel like you will die if you do not get a glass of cool water. Because at that moment, you realize just how important water really is and how it really runs your life. How are you going to flush your toilet? I mean, there are ways you can flush your toilet, I know. But seriously, we take showers, we have our plumbing situation, we wash our clothes, we wash dishes, we wash ourselves, we wash the things around us. Water, water, water. Water is everything. I'm going to show you how. Let's say you have a really tough day and your body is aching. I mean, it's just like you're run down, you know, you're feeling kind of stiff and not your best. You know what'll help really? A nice warm shower, right? Nice warm shower, steamy. You just wash your cares away. It's nice. Or in reverse, you need to wake up because you've been up all night and you have to report for duty, sign in for that 8 a.m. Zoom call, and you've been out the night before and you need to get it together quickly. You know what you're gonna do. Go shower, zap that body right into shape like caffeine could never. And then water also plays a significant role in nature. There are forces of nature and things that happen in nature that involve water that remind us that if water wants to prove a point, it can and it shall. You know what I'm talking about, tropical storms, hurricanes, and all storm-related activity. So there's water again flexing on us. And let's not forget about the tides that roll in and roll out. If those tides ever stop rolling in and rolling out, there's gonna be a problem. Water is life, brings peace, is everything. Trip, drop, bliss. Let's talk about it. This is Stephanie, and welcome to Audio Oasis Storytelling Podcast, a place where you can stop by, listen, think, laugh, but most importantly, rest. Please share this podcast with anyone who could use a restful storytelling escape. Thanks so much for stopping by. And now, on to our story. We are back, and thank you for coming back to Audio Oasis Storytelling. Today, we are talking about drip, drop, bliss. See what I did there? You see? You like it? Like it? Me too. Well, anyway, so what is it about water? Water is such an interesting concept, right? Because it doesn't really have a taste. Yet, when you add something to it, it creates a beverage, or it creates a soup, or it creates a stew. Yet, you use that same element to clean your body, to clean your car, to clean your house. Water is so soft and so unassuming, but if you don't have water in enough said days, you are out of here. And we know that our bodies are made up the majority of our bodies are made up of water. So I think that water really runs the world. Do you remember many, many, many years ago, there was this awful movie about water? It was called Waterworld with Kevin Costner. And in this particular universe, in this world, water was the currency. It was not money. It wasn't gold. It wasn't jewels. It wasn't any type of thing that we would normally think of to trade. Water was how you measured wealth. There was this scene, I'm going to talk right through it. Yes, I will. Life in New York City. there was this scene in Waterworld where someone was making an appeal to the ruler of that particular region. Think Mad Max Thunderdome, that type of, can't even say it, apocalyptic, end times. Someone is making an appeal to this ruler. He's crazy. The ruler is listening to the appeal of this person. Now, mind you, in this world, water is currency. The demented, the mad ruler, he's sitting on the throne. He's listening to the plea of the person in front of him. He summons a flask of water. And everybody's thirsty. Water is so rare. You wake up thirsty, you go to bed thirsty, you're thirsty throughout the day. There is no water. So back to the story. This ruler gets this flask and he's looking at this man who's pleading for mercy. The ruler unscrews the bottle of water and just pours it out on the ground. When it hit the ground, there were gasps of complete combination of awe, horror, and longing, because there were hundreds, literally hundreds of people around who would have given anything for a drop of water on their tongue. And here was this ruler to show his power and to show his grip on society would just pour this water on the ground, where it immediately was absorbed into the earth, and even the ground was thirsty because there was no rain. Now, I must confess, my love affair with water was not always so. I will never forget this. In high school, some genius in my high school in phys ed department decided that all seniors, in order to graduate, all seniors had to pass a, wait for it, swim test. You heard me right. I said swim test. They reportedly told us you could have straight A's with a full ride scholarship to Harvard, but you needed to pass the swim test in order to graduate. And we, like dummies, believe them. So as an adult looking back, there is no way on God's green earth, if you had a full ride scholarship and you didn't pass the swim test, you were not going to graduate. They had us wrecked. Parents are some cold-blooded. They knew that that was a bunch of BS, but they also wanted me to learn how to swim. Really, Mom? I did not like deep water. If you're not a swimmer and you're a city girl like myself, that type of uncontrolled body of water is a bit unnerving. You see what I'm saying? In order to pass the test, you had to kick off, float, and then use your feet and your arms and swim the length of the pool. And then you had to touch the other wall. That was you passing the test. And after I learned how to swim, every time, folks, I would stop 2 feet and literally stand up. And when I would stand up, move my goggles and look to see how close I was to the wall, it would break me. That's the end of the swim test, because standing up is basically forfeiting the exam. So you either can go back to the very beginning and push off again, or try another day. It had gotten so crazy that the swim team was now rooting for me. They were like, no, 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 no. It wasn't like I was trying to make it down the entire length of the pool in one breath. I was trained properly. It was me. And it was almost like I felt myself approaching victory. It felt like in that water, my body knew that the wall of victory was coming. I may not have been able to see the wall of victory, but I sensed that it was coming. I sensed it. Everything around me was saying, you've been swimming for a while. The wall is coming. Can you see it? You can't see it, but keep swimming. And I would stop. And you know what I think that was? Fear of success. Sometimes you can see the victory coming. Sometimes you can sense it coming. You can sense it. Sometimes things are lining up. the people that you're connecting with, their energy is right. You feel good. You're sleeping well. Your mind is clear. And that thing that you've longed for, that you've prayed for, that you are ready for, it may not be within reach, but you can see or sense the faint silhouette of it in the distance. And because it is an unknown entity, even though it is something that you desperately want, and because of that, fear will make you stand up in the pool, will make you stop your momentum, stand up in the pool, remove your goggles, look around, and see just how close you are, not were, you are to victory. So when that happens, I can't believe I stood up in the pool. I am 2 feet away from touching that wall, and I stood up. That's one frame of thought. Another frame could be, if I can get this far, if I can make it this far, oh, I can do the 24 inches. So you know what I did. If you don't feel a hard surface at your fingertips, you do not stand up. The race is not over. The swim team was done with me, and it would happen again and again and again. It got so bad, I came within 1 foot. And that was when the entire swim team, now they're sitting in the bleachers at this point. Even the coach is like, the kid's going to do it. She's going to do it. I am not a swimmer, but honey, if I'm not scrappy, I say this to help somebody. It doesn't matter how you look when you do it. So to the listeners out there, listen, much like floating in the water, trying to get to the destination, get there however you can. It doesn't have to be pretty. Doesn't matter, get there. You can float, dog paddle, kick. It doesn't have to be graceful. All that matters is that you get there. And you know what? Sometimes when you feel like the thing that you've been dreaming about is within reach, give yourself permission to feel what you feel. But you keep going here. Keep going. And even if you stand up in the pool and look around, that's okay. Stand up in the pool and look around and then tuck back in and keep going still until you reach the surface with your proverbial fingertips. You touch the wall of that thing that you have been working so hard to get. Drip, drop, bliss. Stephanie again. Thank you for listening to Audio Oasis Storytelling. We appreciate you taking the time to stop by and hope that you had a moment of blissful escape. Have you subscribed yet? Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at AO_storytelling. Until the next time, safe travels and be well.